The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit matched. We're also brought to you by the premier arbitrage sports betting tool, Avo. Use their tool to bet both sides and lock in a profit. Access their platform for free at arbsversusodds.com. That's arbsversusodds.com. Plus, in honor of Masters Week, the Golf Gambling Podcast guys are giving away a tailor-made Spider X putter for free. You can enter at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. You are listening to the Champions League show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And also be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. I post free plays on that account. I also give my sports betting opinions. And most significantly, I post my monthly profit and loss spreadsheet because unlike others, I am actually a tracked and transparent handicapper. And unlike anyone else, I have delivered 130. That's 130 months in a row of transparent and track profit. 130 months is a decade and 10 additional months. And I haven't had a single losing month in that period. I've had losing days. I've had losing weeks. Obviously, those things have happened. But I've never lost for that 30, 31-day period. Every single month for 130 straight months, I've had a profit. As I said, I'm tracked and transparent. I have the spreadsheets to prove it. You can scroll down the X account and have a look through for them if you want to do it that way. The pinned tweet is always the P&L from the previous month, but they're all stored in an easy location, and that's lockbetting.com. Every spreadsheet is verified by members' comments, real members making real comments. And also, when you look for the spreadsheets, you'll see how we manage a bankroll. We do it sensibly. We don't chase losers with bigger stakes. And when we advertise this service, we don't do it with two-star plays, five-star plays, 10-star plays, 20-star plays, whale plays, max plays, play of the week, play of the year, play of the century. None of that garbage. That's monopoly money bullshit. Those cappers aren't really making those plays. They're not really making those bets. They're not tracked and they don't have winning records, unlike us. And we have the spreadsheets to prove it. And if you have questions about that, shoot me a DM. My X account DMs are open at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. And as I'm doing this, I can hear my own voice. And immediately I need to apologise for that. I've been at WrestleMania this weekend in Philadelphia, going back to England tomorrow via New York. And hopefully by the weekend, or even hopefully by the time we have to do the Europa League show, my voice has returned to something that is a little bit more listenable. But if you can tolerate it, let's move on with the show as we have reached the Champions League quarterfinals for this season. And we are going to break down every single game here on the Soccer gambling podcast. Let me remind you, in honor of Masters Week, the guys at the Golf Gambling Podcast are giving away a tailor-made Spider X putter. So you can enter for free at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. And also, if you are in San Diego, Sean and Ryan are going to a special Circus Sports watch party starting Tuesday afternoon at 4 p.m. at Swing Social. It's free drinks for everyone wearing a Cubs or Padres jersey. So Cubs or Padres gear, actually. So it doesn't have to be the official replica jersey. So grab a cocktail and say what's up to the guys if you are in San Diego. So let's move on with our Champions League show. The outright markets at the moment still have Manchester City as the favourites to win the Champions League. Now, this is interesting because Manchester City are not the favourites to win the Premier League, despite the fact that Liverpool did drop points this weekend. It's Arsenal who are now the favourites to win the Premier League at 13-8. Man City, the second favourites, at 7-4. And Liverpool, who were the favourites, have gone down to 2-1. So they're now the third favourites. And Arsenal were initially the third favourites, and they've gone to favourites. So it's a very, very interesting title race in the Premier League this season. Of course it is. Seven games to go. And the top three are all separated by a single point, with the top two separated by goal difference. And looking at the run-ins, that one is going to run right until the end of the season. So with that said, with us reaching the Champions League quarter-final stage, it's very interesting to see the holders, Manchester City, way out there as the clear, clear favourites to win this competition at the price of 7-4. It's then a big jump down to Arsenal at 5-1. And you have Real Madrid at 7-1. I still can't get my head around Arsenal being that clear of Real Madrid, given their pedigree in this competition. You also have 7-1 on PSG. You have 15-2 on Bayern Munich, 8-1 on Barcelona, 10-1 on Atletico Madrid, and 18-1 here on Borussia Dortmund. Let's begin by looking at these quarterfinal ties. We begin with a game between Arsenal and Bayern Munich. So we're going to look at the outright prices and also look at the match prices as well. Arsenal are the 7-10 home favourites to win the first leg at the Emirates. It's 29-10 on the draw. It's 15-4 here on Bayern Munich. The qualification odds here see Arsenal as the favourites to qualify from this tie, which says a lot, really, about the season that Bayern Munich have had. They are way out of the title race. Bayer Leverkusen can probably wrap the title up this weekend, or if not, the following week. So it's not a case of if. It's not a case of if Bayern Munich don't win the league this season. It's a case of when they lose the league this season. And Bayer Leverkusen, who were previously known as Bayer Neverkusen, will be the champions of Germany this season, which is a disaster for Thomas Tuchel and a disaster for Harry Kane, who went to Germany to try and win trophies. And obviously, most seasons, the Bundesliga is an absolute guarantee. Well, this season, he won't be winning anything by the look of things. If you're looking at the odds here for the Champions League, the bookies don't fancy Bayern Munich to win it, and they don't even fancy them to get out of this tie, as Arsenal are the 4-7 favourites to qualify, with Bayern Munich as the 5-4 underdogs. For me, I don't see this as clear-cut as this. I don't see the gap in the outright market between Bayern and Arsenal being Bayern as a 15-2 underdog and Arsenal as a 5-1 favourite. Firstly, Bayern Munich have the advantage of playing the second leg at home. This is an advantage that's given to teams in the round of 16 for actually winning their group. Whilst the runners-up, they have to play their first leg at home and the second leg away from home. So this means if the game goes into extra time, Bayern Munich will get an additional 30 minutes at home. Obviously, that's looking very, very far ahead and maybe a little bit far-fetched, but still, it is an advantage. And also, it's an advantage to know what you need to do when you go back to your own stadium. And obviously, often teams do set up conservatively for the first leg away from home. So the onus is on Arsenal to win and to take a good result back to Germany. The onus on Bayern Munich is simply to go back to Germany with the tie still winnable. So there is more pressure here on Arsenal. There's more pressure on them in terms of the price. I also think Arsenal's priority is the Premier League, whilst Bayern Munich's priority is this. I also believe that whilst they have had a poor run of results in the league, I mean, just look at their away form. Bayern Munich have lost 4 of the last 6 away games, although both teams have scored in each of their last 4 road matches. So I do expect them to score here at Arsenal. You can see it's been a very, very bad run and generally a bad season for Bayern. But this is a good group of players. These are world-class players. There are more world-class players in the Bayern Munich team than there are in the Arsenal team. On paper, if you were doing a combined 11, not that that's highly relevant, you would take more Bayern players than Arsenal players. So I would say realistically, these players knew that the league was gone a while back. The gap has been getting bigger and bigger, but the way Leverkusen have been playing, even when it was just 5 points, it was probably not realistic that they were going to catch him. And obviously when they lost the head-to-head to Leverkusen, which was a real bad performance, it was a real, real poor tactical showing from Tuchel as well. I don't know what he set up to do in that game. It was way, way too defensive-minded for a Bayern Munich team, and it sent the wrong message to the players. And they ultimately weren't able to pull it off, and Leverkusen ended up beating them, and that was realistically the end of the league for Bayern Munich. And since then, results have just gone in the wrong direction as far as the league goes, and the gap has got bigger and bigger. But as I said, was there really a realistic sense around the club that they were ever going to catch Bayer Leverkusen after that head-to-head loss? So I would disregard a lot of that. Obviously, when you're looking at Arsenal being favourites, you look at the fact they have won 11 of their 14 matches in 2024, losing just twice during that run. But those teams haven't been at the calibre of Bayern Munich. When they faced a top-tier team, they went to Man City and tried to cling on for a point, which they did successfully. They implemented the defensive low block much better than Bayern Munich did when they travelled to Leverkusen, and they were successful in taking their point away from Man City. But this is different. Arsenal aren't here to take a point or to set up with a defensive low block or to play counter-attacking football. They're here to beat a Bayern Munich team who have won their last 3 head-to-head meetings between the pair, landing a 5-1 victory in each of those clashes. So I'm going to take Bayern Munich here to qualify from this tie. I think the price on them is far too big. I'm not going to take anything in this individual matchup. Just hopefully our bet is still in a good position to win. And I think Bayern Munich get through here. I think Harry Kane continues to be a nightmare for Arsenal. I think Arsenal's priorities are the Premier League. I think Bayern Munich are going to put everything into this. Look at the likes of Tuchel. This is going to be a disastrous blot on his CV to have a trophyless season with Bayern Munich, which would be their first since 2011-2012. It's embarrassing for Harry Kane, and it's embarrassing for all of these players. And some of these players are planning to stay at Bayern Munich. The likes of Joshua Kimmich and Alphonso Davies don't necessarily want to be surplus to requirements and be sold on. Somebody like Kim Jae probably wants to show that he wasn't a flop signing. I mean, there's little individual storylines throughout the team. And for that reason, I do believe that these players, these world-class players, will step up to the plate and deliver something that sees them ultimately progressing from this tie. So I'm going to take Bayern Munich to qualify. It's a little bit of a ballsy one, but my gut just tells me that they'll find a way. I haven't given up on these top-tier players yet, and I just think the price on Arsenal is too short. Sometimes when you gamble, the play doesn't necessarily make sense from what you're seeing on the field. But from a value perspective, when you're looking at pricing, when you're looking at what Bayern Munich have historically done, when you're looking at the money that Bayern Munich as a team have historically put in your back pocket, in your betting accounts, for me, I'm happy to take them and take one on the chin based on the fact that this has been a profitable team for me for years and years and years. There've been some teams and some players that have just been money for me. If you look at the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes in the NFL, if you look at Novak Djokovic in tennis, particularly in in-plays, and also you look at Bayern Munich in soccer, they've been money, and I'm not ready to give up on them just yet. Up next, we look at the tie between Real Madrid and Manchester City. Unfortunately, these two games are going to be on at exactly the same time, which is very annoying. Here, Man City are the favourites to go to Madrid and win at 6-4. It's 15-2 on the draw, and Real Madrid are a 2-1 home underdog. I don't agree with the pricing here, where Man City are the favourites to go to Madrid and win this game. This is a City team who I don't think have quite been the same as they've been in previous seasons. And I do believe Real Madrid could potentially take advantage of that. So I do like Real Madrid as a pick. This only loses if Man City win, and you end up getting a push if the game is a draw, but obviously you win if Madrid wins. It's an underdog selection at even money plus 100. I also think this will be a game that has goals. I don't think these two teams are capable of playing out a tight and cagey first leg, and there is quite big value on the over 2.5 goals here for me at 45 minus 125. The last four meetings between these two teams have actually produced 17 goals, with Manchester City coming into this one with injuries in defensive areas. So for that reason, I do think this one will go over, and I do think there is a chance that Real Madrid will win this game, despite the fact they've only won one of the six Champions League meetings between these two teams. And meanwhile, BTTS has cashed in six of Manchester City's last eight games in all competitions. So again, that's more weight for an over here in this one. But our main lean is going to be to take Madrid in the draw no bet market. Madrid as a pick at the price of even money plus 100. Before we move on to Wednesday's games, let me take a quick pause here to tell you guys about Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Download Cut today in the App Store or over at cut.com. That's Cut with a K, K-U-T-T, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Sign up today with the promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit UndogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as that instant pick'em special. You must be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. Moving on to Wednesday, we're looking at the game here between Atletico Madrid and Borussia Dortmund, where Atletico Madrid are the 3-4 favourites. It's 11-4 on the draw, and it's 18-5 here on Borussia Dortmund. The qualification odds see Atletico as an 8-15 favourite, with Dortmund available here at 11-8. This is a first leg. I believe Atletico Madrid will have to win in order to put themselves in pole position to qualify. If Dortmund can get something here, then the advantage goes to Dortmund playing in front of the yellow wall. I do think Atletico will pick up the win here in this first leg. Dortmund don't travel well generally in the Champions League. They've lost 8 of their last 10 away Champions League knockout ties in particular, and they look likely to fall to the same fate against an Atletico Madrid team who are rock solid on their own patch, particularly in this competition. They are unbeaten in 16 knockout stage games under Diego Simeone. They've also only conceded 4 times in 16 Champions League stage games at home under Simeone. So for me, this is going to be a tight and cagey affair where Atletico will nick it. They showed how much of an advantage it can be playing at the Wanda when they turned around a 1-0 deficit against Inter Milan to qualify from that tie. And for me, they'll qualify once again, and they'll do it by taking an advantage to Germany by winning this first leg. So we're going to take Atletico Madrid here on the money line to get it done on their own patch. If you shop around, you can find a 4-5 minus 125 on the money line here for this one. Final game we cover is PSG versus Barcelona, where PSG are the even money favourites to win their home leg. It's 11-4 on the draw, and it's 13-5 here on Barcelona. The qualification odds see PSG as a narrow favourite of 4-5, with Barcelona available at even money plus 100. last chance saloon for Kylian Mbappe to win this Champions League for Paris Saint-Germain. And I do believe that he will be key in them qualifying from this tie. He's the best player on the pitch. PSG have more match winners, in my opinion, than Barcelona. And obviously, they have a real home advantage here, with Barcelona not playing their home games at the Nou Camp this season. And that has shown in their results how that has not been as big an advantage, not being at the Nou Camp this season. So I give PSG the edge here. And as I said, Mbappe will be key. He has found the net in four occasions in the previous two meetings with Barcelona. He's also scored 39 goals in 40 competitive appearances for PSG this season and has scored in seven of his last five starts for the club. So he's going to be very, very important. I can see him getting on the score sheet here for PSG, who are unbeaten in their last 27 games in all competitions, while Barcelona themselves have gone 11 matches without a defeat. Going to PSG is a big step up, and I do believe PSG will win in this must-win situation and take a lead back to Spain. So we're going to do what we just did again for the Atletico Madrid game. We're going to take the home favourite on the money line to take a lead back to the away leg, and you can get PSG at even money plus 100 on the money line to get it done here in this one. Before we close out with the lock on the show, let me let you know that we are proud to partner up with Avo, the premier sports betting arbitrage tool. If you're new to arbitrage sports betting, it's very simple. Basically, you are betting both sides of a bet at two different sports books, and that guarantees a profit. The Avo tool scans the sports books looking for discrepancies in the odds and then tells you how much money you need to place with each sports book and the expected profit from doing that. The tool is super easy to use and it's lightning fast, as speed is actually a big part of arbitrage sports betting, because obviously you're trying to get the line movement in one place before another book catches on. The best part is Avo is currently free to use without restrictions. That's right, it's completely free. Get started today at arbs.com/odds.com. That's arbs.com/odds.com, and that's arbs.com to get involved with Avo. Closing out with your lock on the show, I think the strongest play that I gave out was Atletico Madrid at the Wanda. Atletico Madrid on the money line at 4-5 -125 to take a lead back to Germany. As I said, Dortmund don't travel well in the knockout stage. They have lost 8 of their 10 Champions League away games in the knockout stage, and I think they will fall to the same fate against an Atletico Madrid team who are only recently unbeaten at the Wanda for an entire year, only recently turned around a deficit against Inter Milan. The Wanda was a big part of that, and I like them to take a lead back to Germany. So we'll take Atletico on the money line at 4-5 -125. That's it for me. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.